Live from NPR News, I'm Jack Spear. The coronavirus pandemic has now claimed the lives of at least 1 million people worldwide. The grim global milestone comes just 9 months after the first reported death. NPR's Reed Eisenman has more.
The largest number of global COVID-19 fatalities are in the United States, where the death toll has already topped 200,000. Next in line are Brazil, India, and Mexico. And all four of these countries are still struggling. They also rank highest when it comes to daily new deaths over the past week. Meanwhile, several countries such as Spain and France that had more success curbing large early outbreaks are now seeing troubling resurgences. Also in trouble is Argentina, where the daily new death toll is now fifth highest in the world. By contrast, China, where the pandemic started, has kept its caseload under control for months and is still reporting a total of less than 5,000 deaths. Narit Eisenman, NPR News.
The lone officer charged in connection with the Louisville, Kentucky police killing of 26-year-old black woman Breonna Taylor is pleading not guilty. Jake Ryan from member station WFPL in Louisville has more.
Former Louisville police officer Brett Hankison faces three counts of felony wanton endangerment for shooting into the apartments that neighbored Breonna Taylor's. On Monday, he entered a not guilty plea on all three counts. Jefferson Circuit Court Judge Ann Bailey Smith ordered Hankison to relinquish any firearms and instructed prosecutors to submit a recording of the grand jury proceedings that led to his indictment to the court file by Wednesday. The recording could answer several unanswered questions about the case, most notably if Kentucky Attorney General Daniel Cameron presented any evidence against the other two officers that were involved in the deadly raid. For NPR News, I'm Jake Ryan in Louisville, Kentucky.
Pilots at United Airlines say they've reached a tentative deal with the carrier that would avoid furloughs. The nation's largest airline had been set to furlough 2,850 of its pilots later this week and more next year, barring any major recovery in air travel. Stocks rallied today as investors prepare for a week of political and economic news. NPR's Scott Horsley reports the Dow jumped more than 1.5%.
All the major stock indexes began the week on a positive note. The Dow rose 1.5%, the S&P 500 climbed 1.6%, and the Nasdaq jumped nearly 1.9%. The economy is sure to be a major topic in Tuesday's primetime debate between President Trump and Democratic challenger Joe Biden. Trump has boasted of record job gains in the last 3 months, but the U.S. has still recovered only about half the jobs it lost during the pandemic. Trump is also likely to face questions over a New York Times report showing he paid little or no federal income taxes for much of the last two decades. The president calls the report fake news, but he has not produced his tax returns to show otherwise. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
The Dow is up 410 points, the Nasdaq 203 points today. This is NPR. Uber can continue to operate for the next 18 months in London, its largest European market. As NPR's Frank Langfitt reports, the decision comes after the city twice revoked Uber's operating license.
A deputy chief magistrate here said Uber had shown it was fit and proper to hold a permit despite historical failings, which included failing to verify drivers' identities. The magistrate added that Uber, quote, does not have a perfect record, but it has been an improving picture. Uber has 45,000 drivers in London, where it provides a considerably cheaper service and stiff competition for the city's famed black cabs. The Licensed Taxi Drivers Association here called the ruling a disaster for London, adding in a statement, quote, sadly, it seems that Uber is too big to regulate effectively, but too big to fail. To retain its license, the company will have to meet 21 conditions, including those that relate to driver photo identification and insurance fraud. Frank Langfitt, NPR News. London.
Federal judge in Philadelphia is joining others around the country in ordering the U.S. Postal Service to halt recent service cuts. An agency spokesperson saying that after the injunction was granted, he had no immediate response. Officials have previously said they would consider their legal options as injunctions were issued. Critics have said new policies are causing mail delays and threatening the integrity of the presidential election. U.S. District Court judge says six states and the District of Columbia have presented what he termed compelling evidence from the Postal Service itself that shows a pronounced increase in mail delays since July. Crude oil futures prices move higher today, oil up 35 cents a barrel to end the session at $40.60 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News.